Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
There's something about adulting, Bob, that I think is the hardest thing you have to get your head around. Finding out what's for dinner.
Oh, it's always a question. We often have to figure it out ourselves. I ask you, you ask me. No one just puts dinner on the table anymore.
Well, look, someone who is doing their best is Yumi Steins. She has a new podcast called 5 Minute Food Fix. You can hear it on the iHeartRadio app. Literally answering the question, what's for dinner? And she joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Bob.
Yumi, what's for dinner?
Well, you really want to know what's for dinner tonight, Bob? It's going to be something delicious. So the 5 Minute Food Fix is aiming to answer that, but you might not like every single suggestion we've got. For instance, tonight for my kids' dinner, I'm making them fish fingers.
Ooh, beautiful. Fish fingers.
Yes. But you know what? We're going to talk you through a fish finger dinner in a way that will maybe illuminate what you can do to make them really good and what you might not have thought of before. So if you allow me, I'll keep going. So fish fingers, they're a basic, kids kind of like them, but adults are a bit meh about them because they're kind of disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So there are ways to make them better. So what I always do when fish fingers are on the table, I make some rice, Japanese style, because that's my background. And then there's a trick to getting fish fingers really good, which is hot and fast. So don't let them linger in there. Get them in there hot and crunchy.
Yeah,
then you have
soggy.
A bit of seaweed. The fish finger on the rice and seaweed, like a sushi roll, a bit of avocado soy sauce and some tiki mayonnaise, and it's like, actually, this is delicious.
Yumi, you've got Brooke making a face like rock and roll.
I love this.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just a small taste, Yumi, of what 5 Minute Food Fix is all about. It's you and cookbook editor Simon Davis. You guys have kind of come together and you present that in short little podcasts. We love it.
Yeah, Simon's an old friend of mine. He's edited pretty much every important cookbook in his country in the last 20 years. And he's really verbal and fluent with food. So basically, any question you've got about food, you can ask him. And he's got 20 years worth of cookbooks in his brain stored in there. So he is a resource. He's also really funny. So we hit it off and we talk about food in a way that we both really enjoy.
I've got a bit of a food question. And it might not be something that's covered in all of the great cookbooks of the past 20 years. I consider myself pretty good in the kitchen, but I can't cook sausages. They're beyond me. We've got a friend of the show, Roll Bush Quality Meats. They do some incredible award-winning stuff, and I just find them too fiddly to cook them evenly, do them all that. Do you have any tips for me?
Are you serious?
Genuinely.
If sausages are too fiddly, then maybe you're not the good cook. You think you are.
Yeah, they just roll about all over the place.
We've got a whole episode on sausages that's coming up soon. It's not out yet, but it's coming. So I think what you might be doing is cooking them too hot.
Oh.
Okay.
Do they come out burnt sometimes?
No. I'll never let them burn. I think I just need to show a bit more perseverance or something. I'll subscribe and I'll keep an ear out.
You're exasperated with these dastardly sausages. What I would suggest, though, because I've been through this when I was pregnant and I couldn't stand the smell of them cooking. I used to just pop them in the oven. Now, the oven won't give them that same finish on the outside, but it will cook them through really evenly, and it's basically a set-and-forget situation. So most sausages you can imagine, or you can assume, will take roughly 20 minutes to just pop them in, a little bit of oil spray or some paper down, and you can actually walk away.
I think that's a game-changer, Yumi.
Well, look, I do a similar thing. I don't know where you stand on this, Yumi, but I'm an air fryer user. Is that something that you're like, oh, take it away, it's ruining food, or do you think it's quick, it's easy, and it's helpful?
Oh, no, I think it's really great. It doesn't really translate to big families. If you've got a large number of people to feed, an air fryer is not usually that helpful. It's basically just a tiny and glorified oven with a fan in it. That's what an air fryer is. If someone like me who's got, you know, partners and kids to feed on the multiple, then I just need the oven with the fan on, nice and hot. It's the same thing.
Yeah, look, all right, fair enough. That makes me feel a bit better. I'm no chef, that's for sure. So happy to be easy, simple and easy. Look, is there anything you can tease for us? You've obviously said sausages are coming up, fish fingers are for dinner tonight. What more can we expect from 5 Minute Food Fix, Yumi?
Oh, there's so much. There's a recipe for how to make banana ice cream using just bananas.
Ooh.
So that is an absolute no-brainer. If you've got a blender and some bananas that are going brown in your fruit bowl, that's one that you can cook right away. I also come from a Japanese background, so a lot of my food and my cooking is influenced by that. So we'll talk about rice, how to get it right, you know, what you might be doing wrong. And basically every single thing that you can do to make toast into a meal at night.
That's what we all want. Toast is king, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, look, Yumi, you've left us all hungry. We're looking forward to 5-minute food fixes, answering that one question that we all struggle with, and that is, what's for dinner? You can catch it on the iHeartRadio app, best place to find it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Brooke. Thanks, Bob.